Putin declares success in Mariupol. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Russia's defense minister says there's only one remaining stronghold of Ukrainian forces in Mariupol, a steel plant. Russian President Putin declaring that a success this morning and is ordering his troops not to storm that plant where the last Ukrainian forces are holed up. Rather, he wants to keep it blockaded. Later this morning, President Biden will announce the next round of military aid he plans to send to Ukraine.
Ensuring that the security of American people, our interest and the interest of our allies, means having to constantly adapt to anything and everything that's happening.
The president says weapons and ammunition are flowing into Ukraine daily as its troops fight overwhelming Russian forces. Just days after a federal judge voided the mask mandate for public transportation, the Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling.
The CDC is asking the DOJ to appeal that federal judge's ruling that overturned the federal mask mandate for air travel and public transportation. Here's part of the statement. It is CDC's continuing assessment that at this time, an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for the public health.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Word of the appeal comes after many U.S. airlines, airports, rideshare services, and others drop their mask requirements. Some encouraging news on the COVID front. The World Health Organization says the number of new cases reported around the world dropped by nearly 25% last week. An execution is set for today in Texas. The state's oldest death row inmate will be put to death for killing a Houston police officer nearly 32 years ago. Carl Bunshin, now 78, shot and killed Officer James Irby during a traffic stop. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A senior Ukrainian official is demanding that the Russian military open a humanitarian corridor from the steel plant, which is the last Ukrainian stronghold in the strategic port city of Mariupol. Well, last night, a U.S. Army Golden Knights parachuting display for the opening baseball game of the Washington Nationals triggered an evacuation order at the Capitol building and led to furor among some lawmakers.
Capitol Hill evacuated after police identified an aircraft they said posed a probable threat. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent out a tweet saying there will be a review of what happened and who at the Federal Aviation Administration will be held accountable for this outrageous mistake. The U.S. Army Recruiting Command sent out a statement saying they're reviewing the events. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Recreational marijuana sales start today in New Jersey.
The start of sales comes days after a state commission okayed companies to take the final steps. One Jersey resident says other states are doing it, so
you have to start it and then fix it as you go along.
Seven companies will operate in 13 towns. One of them is Patterson. Its mayor, Andre Saig, told Fox 5 New York he hopes this means
revenue generated as a result, and we're hoping that'll also afford additional employment opportunities.
A government-issued ID is all you need to buy an ounce of the dried leaves, up to 5 grams of oils, or 1,000 milligrams of food or gummies. In Newark, New Jersey, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
No winner in last night's Powerball jackpot, so it rolls over for an estimated $400 million in Saturday night's drawing. And a new Barbie doll goes on sale today that honors Britain's Queen Elizabeth for her 70 years on the throne. It's a limited edition Queen Elizabeth Barbie. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.